Organizations across the country that advocate for a more inclusive workforce say time may be running out for a program that has helped thousands of Canadians with disabilities find jobs. Ready, Willing, and Able Canada has been providing training and support for workers with disabilities and their employers. But the federal funding for the program runs out in March 2027. Amélie Durand-Lot is the executive director of the Quebec Intellectual Disability Society. I spoke with her earlier. Can you give us a clearer sense of what the Ready, Willing, and Able program is all about?
Yes, so Ready, Willing, and Able, prédisponible et capable. Capable in French, is a national right program. A program aims to increase the rate of employment of individuals with intellectual disability or on the autism spectrum.
So how present is this program here in Quebec?
So the program is led at the national level by Inclusion Canada, the Autism Alliance of Canada, and its organization members. So in Quebec, two organizations are managing Ready, Willing, and Able. It is the Société Québécoise de la Déficience Intellectuelle and Giant Step. So we are involved with many employers. And we are building bridges between employers and job seekers who have intellectual disabilities or autism that are ready, willing, and able to work.
Can you give us a sense of the types of services that are offered that might help someone with an intellectual disability find a job?
For sure. So it's a very employer-focused program. So first, what we're doing is that we're working with employers to make sure that they have job opportunities, we're looking to their needs, and then we're connecting them with job seekers through our partners with local employment agencies. So the benefit for the employers is that they're going to have the tools, they're going to have the best practice to hire those very talented candidates, even where they are in Quebec. We are making sure that they're going to have all the support needed and the job seekers will have the support as well. So it's a very simple program. It's totally free for employers and the job seekers
as well. Can you give us a sense of some of the jobs that people living with intellectual disabilities can find within this program?
So there's no specific jobs because we are making sure that we can do the best fit between the needs of the employers, but we are in all sectors, the retail sectors, the food sectors. We are everywhere. So there's job like clerk position, but also professional position. So we're very looking to the skill of the individual, their aspiration, their needs, and then we're able to find the best position depends of what the employers are looking for.
Mm-hmm. Amélie, I know of a great business here in Quebec City that is employing people with intellectual disabilities that help with the packaging of nuts. And she says that ever since she's had people come in and do the job with her long, it's helped her build her business so strongly. She's seen a lot of positive benefits through that.
For sure, there's so much benefits for the employers because when you're open to hire those individuals, you're open to do some accommodation for everyone as well, even people who don't have intellectual disabilities or autism, because it's a way. RWA, it's a model that can transform the workplace. And we know that if you have a workplace with more diversity, those places are more productive. They are in a better position, you know, to do some innovating stuff. They're more able to collaborate with others. And I think the benefits, it's more than just a job placement. It's a real benefit for everyone. And our survey just said that those employees are even, a lot of them are just better as the other employee because there's all that support that is giving to the RWA participant employee. So after that, you just realize that everyone needs support in the workplace, no?
Yes, absolutely. You're mentioning the letters RWA. I'm just going to remind our listeners that it's Ready, Willing, and Able program. Amélie, How does the funding actually entice employers to hire employees with intellectual disabilities?
So, as I said, that program is totally free because it's a federal funding. So actually, our funding will end in March, and we're looking by a campaign to encourage the government of giving us more funds for the next year, because there's a huge potential. RWA, Ready, Willing, and Able, was able to achieve thousands of hires across the country. So we know that there's many more job seekers, like hundreds, thousand job seekers who are ready, willing, and able, look for work. And we know all those benefits. So there's a huge potential to enroll our program.
The federal funding for the program runs out in March 2027.
Exactly.
But here in Quebec, the program is administered by the Labour Ministry. Do you have a sense if there is a political will to renew the program?
I think there's a will, because we're working with the local agencies who are administered by funding from the Employment Ministry. So that collaboration exists since 2014. So I think there's a desire, and we prove that our huge collaboration work very well. And what is very interesting in that program is that we're not looking for charity. You know, it's really real job with the same benefits as the other employee in the workplace. So this is not an issue in Quebec. We have a lot of partners, a lot of employers want to work with us. This is a nice program and very well implemented in our province as well.
What is at stake if that funding isn't renewed?
The impact of RWA is very interesting, because we have national employers, and when a corporation decide to hire, like even where there's a need, if it's in Yukon or in Quebec or in Ontario, we're able to answer the employer demand. So I think this is a very distinctive aspect of RWA. For example, Costco just hire across the country, and many more employers. We have about more than 20 employers who are everywhere in the country. Mm-hmm. So I think this is an advantage, that because we can answer very fast to the employer demand, because we have a large pool of talented candidates almost in all the country as well. So this is the advantage of continuing working with RWA.
Amélie, thank you so much for coming on Breakaway this afternoon.
Thanks to you too.
Amélie Durandeau is the executive director of the Quebec Intellectual Disability Society. We reached out to the Ministry of Labour. They were not able to give us any information on the future of this program before we went to air, but we'll make sure to bring you updates on this story as soon as possible.